raconter l'histoire d'une belle délaissée au beau milieu d'une clairière. Je me désespère parmi mes pères. On me dévisage.
This is an audio recording of a group of adults playing Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition. These podcasts may contain explicit language and mature situations. You have been warned. For a complete list of the house rules we are using, or to comment on this podcast, please visit www.keyourcars.com/house-rules.
All right, I'm down, or I'm heading down as well.
Initiative?
Yep. Give me a second.
Since they're not going to be surprised.
Give me an initiative.
Oh, you don't send me to surprise something.
Just tell me what's
12. One of my things I need to be
13, and my initiative roll is
6.
Six.
I've got it wrong, it's 8.
Oh, I'll take the 8.
This row?
So it's 21.
No.
9.
Twelve plus twelve is...
See, I'm rolling good and she's rolling bad.
24.
I rolled a 14.
24.
Give a 19. Bimini.
16.
Ah!
You were way off. I was closer. Yeah. Ford was closer.
Talk to.
So I got a 19. I'm not doing bad.
Give me a map.
Now, you landed down there at the bottom of that shaft. Where's your character?
Yeah, he's right here.
Everybody else is standing at the top, looking
what
down.
What color are you today?
Me, I don't think I have any mark or anything.
Well, no,
I
think
Claire could be a minion. Well,
give me your size.
Yes.
Stack.
He gets killed in the beach.
Me!
This is you, you're blue, you have
yes.
some blues.
I'm a spear guy. But I'm carrying a staff. Yeah, staff instead. Warp staff. Nether ether power warp DD.
If anybody else follows, but Kansas just got beat by Northern Iowa.
Northern Iowa. What?
Well, it's like the Steelers getting beat by Jinx High School.
They're probably all Jayhawks fans. So.
Okay,
yeah,
what are you
reading
now? Okay.
I'm working on it. I got my 20 ready.
Fire up your computer.
Cord's promised. My thumb.
This is so from where you are, you
can
see.
Yeah, what can I
this
see?
Is not what you see, but it's
holy crap.
Worth the right size. You see Larrick standing here in front of a winged figure.
Oh, that's the big baddie. We got the banner. Do we have our banner? The city banner?
We don't have anything with us as far as I know.
We better. Well, I guess we're inside of town. We're okay.
We're in the town, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So it is a humanoid form. It has wings on it. They look, you know, might look like they have a 5 or 6 foot wingspan.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't look like it would, normally he would be able to fly with them. He looks kind of leprous.
Ew.
So, you know, skin's very patchy, peeling, cracked and broken. And
he does it smell like the guy that was in the council chamber before?
Oh, you're too far away to smell. But he is a pretty good distance from you.
Yeah, I'm counting it already.
Okay, there is a flickering greenish light coming from...
He's 11 away from where I'm at.
And that's what you see from where you are. On the left side down there, you can see some curtains. And on the right side, your character's right,
mm-hmm.
you see some curtains with some wooden supports. On the left side, there are some wooden walls. The rest of this is all stonework. And Bimini, Terrell, and Stack would know, or would probably remember that somebody made a comment at some point in the past month or two. That Alaric has a church, so to speak, an altar
right.
to his god,
mm-hmm.
and you think that this may be where it is.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. He was like holding services or something.
Mm-hmm.
Not no more.
So it will go in initiative order at this time. You, Scott, you hear some groans and grrr, and you hear some shambling sounds coming from the sides here.
So there's more of the root. Oh, no, it's from the sides.
Yep. And then you see something step into view here. And it is a, what looks like a servant of some kind, except it looks obviously dead and is ripped and disemboweled.
There you go.
So it's blocking me from running
You're
out.
You're up, man.
I only have one, though.
All right.
You're then, Yeah, but you get to use it.
I do get to use it.
And that's the extent of their actions.
But that's
and
just curtains point, over to the right, right?
Yes, the wiggly lines are just curtains.
It's curtains for them.
How did I know?
Stack. It is Stack's turn.
Stack!
You're at the top of the stairs. You see Tabaktu down at the bottom.
Stack him up.
That was a well of podcast.
I cut out most of Temple's character.
I mean, his observations.
And
that's not true. Okay.
So it'll take you a move action to get down the ladder, and that will leave you with a standard action. You'll have to use two move actions because you can't stop at Tabaktu. Yeah, so you have to use two move actions.
So he had the miner left.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to quarry.
Oh, can we have our action points?
Yeah, yes. Can we have our action points?
So that was making 16. Okay, I'm going to make that front guy my quarry.
I don't have any of my little bottles of goo things either.
What are those? How would you do that? You
know, just trying to
hold on. Goo bottles.
Okay, for those who can't see, you have a narrow 5-foot hallway that's about maybe 20 feet long that opens up into a room that's maybe 50 by 50. Or not even that much, is it? A little under 50 by 50. At the end of it, you can see a wooden wall that's built out into the room past the stone corridor. On the right side, you can see some curtains. And down at the far end of it, you see some monsters. Two undead-looking creatures have stumbled into view. They look like servants. They're dressed as servants, except each one has been disemboweled.
What's green person?
And their internal organs are missing from where you can see.
What?
All right. You see Larrick down there. He is whirled to stare off in your direction, as has the winged creature that is staring at you.
Come on.
Stack has used a move action to move down the ladder.
A standard action to move past.
Right, and you could move all the way up to that guy if you wanted.
I'm going to Hunter's Quarry here.
Okay, you can Hunter's Quarry the first guy. And then we will move on. Tabaktu, it is your turn.
Okay, coming back.
Well, it's on my turn. I'm
undead, radiant does better damage, correct?
If they're vulnerable to it, yes.
Not all undead are?
A very small percentage of them are not.
Okay.
But for the vast majority of time, all of them are vulnerable.
What I would know, what I would believe.
You would believe that the walking dead like this would be vulnerable to radiant damage.
More so than any other. Okay.
And game mechanic-wise, what that means is, pretty much heroic tier, they're going to take an extra 5 or 10 damage from any attack you do. That's just because it's radiant.
Okay.
The so anyway, Tabaktu, what numbers you got?
List number 19 is in the front, is quarried.
Alright, so at this point I can move past him, right?
Right.
Can I move past Stack?
Yes, you can move past.
You can move through him, you just can't stop in the same square.
So you got 4 and 19, and what's the other one?
7 and 13.
13 is Larrick.
Yeah, I don't really care about 7.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, he's going to die.
Well, I mean, he's the only one in there. I don't really need a number for him. So Tabaktu, you have a standard and a move and a minor. You need to take a move action to stand.
Okay, well that, but I could move and then move again, right?
You can turn your standard into
our
a
alibi.
Move.
But I can't really
can't attack them.
Attack.
I've got this
We're
plan.
We're making the first.
Nope.
He can't see. He's still up to the ladder.
Oh, help! Help! They're attacking Tabaktu.
What you could do is make a bull rush.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that at the end of a charge.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hit, you push him one square.
Okay, then I'll do that because I can't really attack.
Who
okay.
are you attacking?
That gives
one
you a
19
one.
Undead.
Cool.
One of the servants.
So that gives them the ability to hit you easier. Not that it matters here because you're not charging past anybody. but you'll get a plus one on your attack roll. And if you hit, you push him one square.
Actually, I'm not going to do that.
And you make a basic attack at the end of it, unless you have a power that says you can use this at the end
well,
of it.
Well, see, I have the whole reroll the first attack thing, and I'd hate to waste it on some bull rush.
You use your action point.
Didn't we give him
an action point to make an attack? Then.
Didn't we give him whatever the magic item was that let him turn a heavy weapon into a ranged attack?
No, I gave it to Visser.
Oh.
Never mind. She doesn't use a heavy weapon.
Yes, she does.
Oh.
No, it just gives whatever weapon you're holding the heavy weapon property.
Oh, I thought it let you throw it.
It does.
Oh.
Is it all becoming clear now?
No, not at all.
Me neither.
I'm blind. I got an excuse.
Hey, pretend I don't know anything about weapons.
Never studied.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to use a legal head in.
Wow. That temple? We control your powers.
Yeah.
That was my poltergeist.
Telekinetic is all get out.
We can stop.
That's my poltergeist.
Polter what?
Okay. Well, I'm gonna hit him with a resurgent strike.
Go ahead.
Which is an encounter power.
I'm gonna spend the action point to do that.
Yeah. I don't know if I hit him or not.
What drill?
18.
Wow. Versus.
Armor class.
You've got a plus two operating on you.
Right. 19. 20.
20.
From my
miss.
Versus AC.
Empowerment thingy.
On a undead creature.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
These are not minions.
You get two rolls. It's your first
That's right,
roll.
Right. Got a roll better than an 18.
Oh. Unstoppable.
What's your crit damage?
Your little thing faded out.
Just whatever the dice is.
No, it's printed screw. 31.
So it's 31.
No, 31 it would be 2 die 12 plus 10. What's 2 die 12 plus 10? 34. Plus 3 is 37.
Yeah.
Yeah, both of those are 37.
That's a good crit.
It is.
I want that crit.
That's a 37. And I have something I've never done before because...
Yeah, I rolled a critical.
I rolled a critical. When I rolled critical,
okay.
I get...
Little dance.
Right.
Free basic attack once per round, so I get another free basic attack on it.
Right. Except your axe completely obliterates what's left of his chest, and he drops, falls to the ground in two.
See? Oh,
I wasted a
exactly. That's your deflecting thunder right there, pal.
See how that works?
I couldn't tell what this number was, so you're on your own.
I would bet it would be 22.
I think it's a 40.
Here, let me see.
Nah, it's just this number right here.
Old middle-aged eyes.
These things are not that tough. They have incredible AC.
Evidently, they're very hard to hit. But
so
this one?
We don't want things that attack AC. We want things that attack...
Probably 22.
You did not.
I did not kill him.
I was looking at something else.
So he can use his critical thing.
Go ahead.
Three basic attacks. Okay, it was a two. Now we're back to form.
Okay.
Very stoppable, two.
Was that 19, by the way?
Yes.
What?
So they're not that
number.
I'm going to
put the damage on the right guy. 19, yeah.
They're not that fragile.
Bimini.
So he's not bleeding or anything?
I look at the guardsman's still up top, right?
His skin seems incredibly tough. I mean, your axe, what should have, you know, severed the head from a bull, just barely sank into his skin.
The
well,
guardsman,
that's a big difference between splitting him completely in half.
The guardsman's still up top, right?
Yes.
I tell him, I say, hang back and observe, and you'll have a story to tell your grandchildren. And drop down.
Okay, move action to climb down.
Right. Oh no! Leric attack Tobaktu!
Wait.
Okay, you have stack directly in front of you.
Uh huh.
You have one square past stack that you can move into, and you're stuck at that point.
Okay, move there. Do I have anybody, like, where's Tombaktu?
Yeah, stop, go
ahead.
I'm not to get, I mean, I'm right in front of number 19. How big is of an effect?
No.
It is a burst 2 in 10.
So it's burst 3 because he has the warp stack.
It wouldn't be worth it. I'd only get maybe...
Two.
Two.
You would hit number 19 two squares back.
Hmm. What about...
It might be worth it to give you a route.
Okay, what if I use the lightning sphere centered on there? How many would I get?
The curtains.
One lightning sphere.
How about if I...
Oh, with the staff.
Yeah, with the staff, it makes it two.
Mm-hmm. You would get two.
Is there any place I can center it to get more, including Larrick?
No.
Well, like if you want to
hit, put it on Larrick, then you would also be able to hit the winged creature and one of the undead.
Okay, I'll do that then.
Okay, let's back it up then.
Lightning aim now.
On Larrick.
Okay, lightning spear, is that what we're using?
Yeah. Can we reuse that
20?
He's not unstoppable without that 20.
Six.
Plus 8 versus fortitude.
Plus 2 for the
plus 2.
Augmentation.
So 16. Right?
Hit. Against fortitude.
Larrick goes down, spasming him.
That's 11 damage.
Larrick's got the crap beat out of him. He's stood back up. Oh, good.
Okay, wing creature.
One.
You're confusing the heck out of the dog.
All right.
Number
18.
Number 7.
So that's
26. That's number 4, I guess. 26 damage?
No. That's what he rolled plus the 8.
Oh, that's a hit.
Okay, 11 damage.
The idea was just to knock cleric down.
And it worked.
Yeah, if somebody wants to, you know, accidentally jab a dagger in his eye or something.
Hey, the winged figure brushes off your lightning powers. He is going to... move over in that far corner out of view.
This one?
Mm-hmm. No, the one that gets him out of view of Tabaktu. That way.
Here?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you just going to move in that direction? That's all you see.
Okay.
The Batwing guy?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get out of here?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
I need to Tanglefoot bag him or something.
Well, right now he's around the corner of these curtains. We need to rip the curtains down.
That's not curtains on that side. It's wood, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a door on that side. The curtains are on the...
Is that a door right here, Dan?
Yes.
Okay, we can't see over there. Okay.
Kill him.
Make a hole. Down ladder.
Everybody up against the wall.
Squeeze path. Well, you can move through allies. You just can't move through enemies.
That's the problem. You got an enemy right at the entrance here.
So
can you bull rush that guy or something? Knock him back?
Tabaktu could. Which one?
Number 19. He's on our way.
I could twin strike him.
We're all bottled up.
Are you killing?
Well, that,
I could twin strike him.
On that side.
On the right side.
Is it my turn yet or did
yes,
I miss it?
Yes, it's your turn.
Okay. Can I get down there?
You could move down there and two move actions and stop in front of stack.
So
okay, so move down is one move,
mm-hmm.
And then I could go over
here. She rolled a better issue? Yes. I was going to already say, she rolled a better initiative than
yeah.
I did.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I rolled a 1.
So I was thinking, it's like,
you
wow,
should be after
in there. I have like a 19.
You're dead last.
What?
Okay, in there.
Okay, it's a move action to move down.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
can't he stand on
so,
top of temple?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Say what?
6. All right.
Bimini, I'm not a footstool.
If I turn my standard into a move,
mm-hmm.
Can I move past? This will put me at 5.
No, because you can't move past the corner diagonally.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. What I'm asking is, can the curtains be moved out of the way, ripped out of the way to move into this space?
Maybe.
All right. That's what I want to try.
He just wants you to run into a full board at the wall.
Well, I mean,
brick wall right behind him.
Or a giant pit.
Son of a. So my move action takes me down,
mm-hmm.
And then 1, 2, 3, 4.
And you're just gonna zip past Tabaktu and through the curtains.
Yes.
Okay. Roll acrobatic check, please.
I knew you could be a pit in there or something.
I won.
You fell. You bust through the curtains. The floor is incredibly slippery. It is covered in congealed blood. And
okay.
You fall on your butt right there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Actually, skidding one square farther in.
Yes. Okay. You know, it wouldn't exactly be looting the house if we took the magic items
and
Visra were sacrificed.
Okay, so one move action to go down.
Be like
standard
Liberty.
Action to move up to here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I am going to minor action, symbol of hope, unoccupied square within 10 squares.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call it this square.
Okay.
Any ally within 5 squares with the symbol gains plus 2 to saving throw. Any ally who starts their turn within 5 squares gains 5 temporary hit points.
That seems rather generous.
So...
and?
Stack and Bimini do not gain them this turn.
Okay. Aww.
But you do, and you do.
So at the start of their turn, they will... If they start their turn
If they start their turn here, then they will gain 5 temporary hit points.
I didn't want them anymore. Wait, start that within 5 of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See, that's why I told you, worship Cord.
And everybody's the same.
Yeah.
I don't want
we'll
to
get
be
a
same.
Bulk discount.
I don't want to be the same as you.
I'm not that.
Number 19.
Okay. Attacks.
Is going to hit. Tabaktu. And hit Tabaktu and going to damage him for 13 damage. And you are marked until the end of the Dread Zombie Myrmidon's next turn.
His name is the Dread Zombie Myrmidon?
Yep.
Really?
I kid you not.
Does he have a color?
Does he have a color?
No.
Corpse gray.
Make him black.
Just to talk to him, Mr. Remember that he has to... If he attacks anybody but 19, he'll be a minus 2 to hit.
He hits stab.
Because you're focused on him.
Look at that old song.
Flash number 4 will move up to behind 19. Number 7 will move over into front of that corridor.
There?
Yep.
Just line yourselves up, boys.
See, my plan doesn't look so bad now, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Stack, you got your turn.
Goo all over you.
Hey. Stack, it is your turn.
He looked good in battle.
Okay. I'm going to twin strike bow on number 19.
Go ahead.
Kill him. He's quarried.
He is quarried.
So you get two.
Attack.
And he gets a plus 2 since this is back, right?
Your one
right.
First roll gets one plus 2.
That'd be 18 plus 20 plus
2. That's going to hit.
Okay.
Four
versus AC.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would do 8 damage.
Okay.
And 12 plus 11.
23.
Yeah.
Is a miss.
Boom. Really?
That's gracious. So you're going to do 8 damage
that's
for the
AC.
Arrow.
Yeah, we don't want to go AC.
Four more damage for his quarry.
Correct.
And if you want to use the burning arrow, that would add 3 more.
I'll do exactly that.
Okay.
These guys are tough for zombies.
Well, I think I need to...
Hit number 19.
No.
It's a good time for some area effects. They're all piled in there now.
Yeah, I was going to see which one of them would be best. If I use...
Ah, you have one as well. I want to save it for the big boy, though.
Well, I think the big boy is leaving the room.
Do I get the sense that the big boy is undead as well?
In a religion check.
Uh, 17 plus 8, I believe it is.
Yes, so there's a strong sense of undeadiness about him.
Undeady?
Undeadiness.
Was 17 give you
that's the
same
zombie name? President, Undeady Roosevelt.
No.
Well, I can get one in the burst with him.
He had actually moved out of view before you saw him.
Okay.
Good.
I'm going to use the... I need to get into a rage to be much more effective, so I'm going to use the hurricane on,
okay.
on that
Crimson
guy.
Crimson hurricane?
The hurricane. I used to call this the hammer.
Now you call it a date.
Eight plus.
Okay.
11.
20 against AC.
AC.
That would be a miss.
Hey, do you have something to like trigger that again?
No, I don't have a target oath.
He's gonna have an oath. I don't have anything.
So.
Oh, well, he still gets hurt.
Right. How much is damage?
Well, no, that's the other one. It didn't say anything on the miss.
Oh, so you just go into a rage then. Yeah, that's all the bonus you get for. It's a close burst one, though, so you would get, well...
Oh, I get another shot at the other guy, right?
No, you just get the one go. Burst one is only one square away.
Oh, I have only... So... Wouldn't you get number 4 as well?
Mm-hmm. He's 2 squares away.
He's right behind the other.
Well, it's centered on you, though, or you're
centered on you.
Close burst one on you. So basically, you know, swing in a circle and hit everybody around you.
Yeah, I wouldn't have actually used that on this situation if I'd have realized that.
That's too bad.
Well reasoned argument.
It's a well reasoned argument, but
denied.
That's like me not getting my 26 earlier because he made a mistake.
Bimini.
Bobbity.
Okay, now my area effect thundering mucus attack. Centered on Tombaktu and into the room.
Okay, you would get 19, 4, and 7.
Okay.
So this is gale force and infusion. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. So it's centered on Tombaktu?
2.
Not so much.
What is it against?
Reflex.
Okay. So it's not matter? Against AC.
Oh, yeah, the 2 and
he's all
that's 19. Pick number 4.
4.
Okay, 12. Try for number 7.
9.
That's a 17 versus reflex.
That's a miss.
God! Okay, hang on. The guy that's directly in front of Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Use my action point, use thundering armor on Scott to him.
Try.
11.
That's plus
8.
19.
Miss.
It's against Fort.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that high a fortification?
It's not pushovers.
So far we've got the armor class greater than 23, the reflex and the fortitude both greater than 19.
Son of a... Okay, well, I missed with all my stuff that moves people. So.
What was that last one? Shielding cube?
No, thundering armor. It's my
encounter
at will.
It's an at will. At will, so you don't have to worry at all.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
I thought I could at least move that guy and unjam.
Guttural muttering from around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a chant like.
Oh, no.
Ideology.
Could be another demon.
And that's his turn. And Viscera.
Oh, wait a minute.
Doesn't he go?
Yeah, he missed you again.
Yes.
You were interrupted.
Oh, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to like to stand.
Okay.
All right, this is, I assume,
the body is covered in internal organs and blood and everything else.
Somebody blows your nose and you want to be
horrible. So it's just another day for you.
It pretty much is.
Any movement over 3 squares, if you try to run out of here, you'll have to, or move a full move out of here, it'll take an acrobatics check.
Alright.
No, you could do a regular 2 steps.
Yeah, you can take.
I want to go this way and try to go through the curtains here.
Okay. I think they'll give you 2 steps.
So I'll take my standard and move it into a move.
Or just take your. Yeah.
Can I still see this?
As soon as you push through the curtains, you see the curtains are just have little wooden frames holding them up.
Okay.
And as soon as you push through the curtains there, you can see him over in the corner. He is standing with his back into the corner. His hands are gesturing, and little nimbuses of light are appearing on them.
Man, I don't like nimbuses.
Okay.
Nimbuses.
Let's see. My oath. Okay, my oath designates one creature. Doesn't have to be the closest.
Correct. Right, it's one creature in your burst.
I want to oath him.
Go right ahead.
And I want to use my action point. To use Abjure Undead on him.
Go ahead and Abjure his Undead.
I can't believe I missed with everything. See, a 17 plus 9 versus W.
We haven't had any good rolls tonight.
That is a hit.
Other than my Arcana. Let's see if I can get a critical.
I got a critical to start.
Thing. Nope. Alright, that is Abjure Undead. 23 damage.
Critical to find out all this stuff.
Radiant.
3 of them.
One creature in burst. You will pull the target up to 6 squares. And the target is immobilized until the end of your next turn.
Okay. How much damage was that? Sorry, 20?
23.
You notice you seem to do an extreme amount of damage to him.
That's good news.
And he also looks dazed.
Oh, cool.
Now, does that interrupt what he was trying to do?
It actually could.
And you pull him forward to you?
I can pull him up to 6.
If you can pull him where he's even with the hallway, we can all shoot him. All
right, let's try that.
He'll have arrows and magic spells and all sorts of stuff sticking out of him.
Wow.
Is
that the second time ever.
Is that at will?
Use your special purpose.
Okay. It looks like he took maybe an extra 15 damage from that.
Wow.
Cool.
Nice. Makes me happy.
That's true. You got stuff that does
my
stuff.
My turn.
So now.
Now it's my turn?
Yes.
And you can see him now.
And I can see him. Well, I would have gotten him anyway. I'm going to use Rebuke Undead.
Yes.
Close first 5.
Rebuke you. I rebuke you.
Let's see if you have 5.
One, two, three, four, five.
Yes, he's within five.
Each undead creature in the area.
Sweet.
That's all awesome. Of them.
Go on, we'll start at the close.
19. 16 plus 9 versus will.
Hit.
Damage. Sweet.
19.
Okay.
19 damage.
19 damage.
Is he bloodied?
It looks like he took a little extra damage and he is bloodied.
And is this your, whatever, the glowy stuff?
This is radiant, yes.
Yeah.
Glowy. This is radiant. Are you noting that? Okay.
That's why I said he took a little extra damage.
I'm an artificer. What do you want?
Four.
I don't know your job.
18 versus will.
Miss.
Oh, did you fix my lighter?
Number no. Seven.
Hold on.
No, I'm not the one you come to break, okay?
Glowy stuff. 18 versus will.
Miss. Big guy?
Hit it.
That would be 23 versus will.
Hit.
Yes.
Damage.
19.
And it looks like you did a little extra.
Just a little?
Just a little.
Not
just
as much as he did?
As much as he did.
Why?
I said as much as he did.
Maybe if you worship Cord, you would have done all
that. I'm going to smack you.
Number 19 will attack.
Wait.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She's still building a sandwich.
I was just messing with
Roll a 26 on Tabaktu. He is going to take another 13 damage, and you are remarked.
How's your health doing there, Tabaktu?
Oh, I'm still not bad on it.
Seven.
Remember, you start out...
Oh, wait, Scott!
Wait, you started out within five of my Symbol of Hope. You get four temporary.
Oh, well, then that's...
Five temporary.
He also had four armor class bonus for me centering that...
I rolled 26.
No. You have five temporary. I have five temporary.
Do I have five temporary?
No, you're in the
I
back.
Have it. I don't have it.
Well, just keeps track of it.
I still got four temporary from the back.
All I need to do is move up and boom, I got it.
I have myself at 54.
Dude,
what do you have?
You're the last in line. So the chances of them getting to you in this battle?
Not
so
good.
So I don't have to do that. Just for my own...
Unless it's some area burst thing. You know, that's not... I'm not one of those guys that's upset about the whole gotta get in there and...
Oh,
gotta
go. Okay.
Huh?
If I stand and go after and never get punched.
I knew this was coming.
Be here for the divvying up of loot.
That's a hit.
13 damage and you are marked. Because number four, move over to the Avenger. Number seven will do nothing because there is nothing he can get to.
13 damage, Dennis?
Yeah, it sucks for them too, doesn't it?
Well, he could push through the curtain.
He could, but he's not going.
He's not smart enough.
Yeah, 13 damage. Stack.
Alright, I had a temporary five.
Even zombies correct. Have standards. I ain't going to there, man.
Yeah, that stuff's nasty. Alright, so you have it. You had 63 then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you will start the next round with more, five more.
Okay. I'll dig that.
Because every round you start that.
In that five.
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie, I'm in.
Stack.
That's you.
I wear that under my armor.
Sorry.
I went up to scale mail.
Okay,
that's
I'm going
to
do two wolf. I'm going to
attack. Does two wolf have a bow on it?
No, it does not.
Then you can't use two wolf.
Wait, can shift two squares before attack.
And right, but you can't use that because you have to use a...
You have your bow
right
now, right?
So you have to use something.
Okay, then Hunter shot. I'm going to Hunter shot 19.
You can do that. Roll it.
17 versus AC.
17 total?
Yes.
Yeah, you missed.
How far away from that's an encounter.
Yep. Tabaktu.
Wait, I'm not done.
You know what else you got to do, dude?
I'm gonna move up so I get five temporary hit points next time in case somebody gets back here.
Okay, so you can move up one right now.
Okay.
See, because I can put a flail in behind.
I see no reason not to continue to lay the smack down on 19.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was forgetting something.
Blood Strike, which is an encounter.
His tough, rubbery hide is resisting your blows, but the avenging light and the invoking light seem to be burning it to shreds very rapidly.
That's what I'd like to hear.
Oh, my.
I just blew a blood strike. Another encounter power that didn't hit a thing.
Bimini.
I've got the worst.
Can
I
move
am
up
classically
one?
Rolling bad tonight.
Yes.
Summon my flail in the room with him.
Go ahead. Minor action.
Who am I? I can go five away from me. Who does that put me near?
If hurricane is active, then each enemy adjacent
to you... Do you want to summon it next
to
a monster?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there...
Okay, you can summon it...
Yeah, unless it just says effect and then something.
Huh?
By the way, on your interpretation of Crimson Hurricane, if that's the actual rule, it sounds like to me the target does get to 5. It's
so,
on this modifier.
It's
that
there. I'm going to check with...
adjacent to 1?
It is adjacent to 1, but I need to check with
Dennis.
It takes
5 ongoing damage.
On something.
Because you thought that the target doesn't take the ongoing 5?
No, it was the it was something else.
It must have been the blood strike.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, on the Crimson Hurricane, yes, everybody would take it. You attack everybody in the thing. You're not attacking one creature. Yes.
Can he summon his flail here, or does it have to be here?
It has to be in a spot that he can see.
That his character can see.
That his character can see.
Okay, so I'm sorry. The only place I can summon it to, it has, it's got something that's got combat advantage against it.
Oh, I don't care. Put it there.
Okay.
It's a flail.
Yes, it's in between 19 and 7.
My action, go.
Okay, use my attack with that flail on the guy that's fighting Tabatu, I believe.
Okay.
Is don't want to have...
combat adventure. She will have combat adventure.
Plus 2 to hit.
Okay, good. So that'll be a plus 10.
6.
16 versus
AC is not going to be enough.
Burrell.
Did number 4 mark me?
No. Or, okay. Wait a minute. Yes.
Yes, he did. Yes. So I'm going to negative 2 to hit
anything else.
Okay. I'm going to use...
thank you for the tea.
You're welcome.
Exorating call on the big boy.
Okay, you vote him?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
This is radiant. Each creature in the burst
is
pushed 3 squares except your oath target, which takes damage and is pulled to an adjacent square.
Okay.
You're jerking him around. Jerked his chain.
16
around.
Versus Will.
Missed.
Damn, missed it.
These guys are good. Better than this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the winged putrescence.
Your winged putrescence.
He is dazed.
Here are your Fig Newtons, your winged
putrescence. So he has 1 action. He is going to... What can he do?
Putrefy?
He's going to flap his wings at you.
Flap.
You got a line for this.
17 plus 10 is a 27. You are hit. You will take... 11 damage, and you are pushed 1 square and knocked prone.
Who?
Me.
Terrell.
Yeah, that's Terrell. That much damage for a flap of wind. Yeah, you got to be kidding me.
And he saved versus the dazed. Visra.
How you doing, Nick?
57.
I'm going to summon my Blade of Vengeance.
You see Laric stirring when you... Look down there to summon your thing. He is writhing feebly on the ground.
Writhing.
It didn't kill him?
Not writhing. Somebody just put the boot to him.
That lightning attack didn't kill him?
No.
Boot to the skull.
How far away from my flail is he?
Several squares.
Okay. Is that several within 6?
Several within 6. Your flail would take a lot of opportunity attacks to get there.
Okay.
In fact, it couldn't. It doesn't have a clear... path.
Okay. Well, never mind.
Alright, that's it.
Number 19 will attack.
I'm under attack!
19.
And hit.
And immediate interrupt.
13 damage on Tabuktu.
Hold.
Is there any place for him to teleport to?
Right here.
That's a spot you can see.
I don't have to be able to see this.
Yes, you do.
The...
Your summoned weapon, it's not intelligent. It goes where you send it.
Well, she sends it to where she can't see it. I send it to Mars.
And it couldn't see the spot either.
Well,
there's a curtain in the way.
Couldn't he share a spot
no,
with
No, he cannot share a spot.
The flail is so small.
No,
and...
he cannot share a spot.
It's svelte.
It's actually hovering.
Number 4. Number 4 will advance forward and attack Terrell.
Did I take damage that last time?
13.
14.
14 plus 17 is 30. Terrell will take
harmony. All
right. Now I will immediately interrupt.
How much?
13 damage.
Immediate interrupt.
Yes, you can do it.
gonna do it. 19 versus reflex.
You got your wife beater power on your shirt.
19 versus
reflex.
Reflex.
I'm not bloodied yet. I have to be bloodied.
Just 19 versus reflex.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unless I have any pluses, I don't know.
Getting about. Closer all the time.
Good luck with that. I thought after traveling behind the curtain, you'd be completely bloodied.
Between 4 and 7. Because then when Toriel stands up, you'll get combat advantage and plus 2.
Okay.
We're kind of stacking in there in an unusual, nifty kind of way.
Number 7. Summoned weapon. Let me hit that.
Is that mine or hers?
15 plus 17 is a 20.
Good lot. God.
Summoned flail will take 13 damage. Or the summoned weapon, whatever that is.
Takes mine
whatever,
or his?
My health. Whose was that?
Whatever.
That was yours, right?
That was mine, so but there's been bloody. One that's been sitting there
took
doing 13? A whole helicopter thing right next to him for a couple of turns now.
Yeah, is it the green one or the batwing one?
Mine is the batwing, his is the...
Batwing one.
Okay. That's not
even though it didn't damage anybody.
Neither did mine.
Well, yours has been there longer. Yours can take
a couple
damage.
Of seconds longer. I summoned it the same turn you summoned yours.
Stack.
Jeez.
Wait, did it get hit?
Yes.
I don't have anything that tells
it's
me how much...
It's half of your bloody value. Or it's
no,
your bloody value.
Your bloody value.
So how much damage
13.
Did it
take? I do not have those in here, so you'll have to keep track of those.
Okay, I am
case,
going
mine's
to...
A lot.
Stack.
Use Trishan's spine bow with my kid.
Okay, that's an extra thing. You still have to hit with something.
I know. I'm going to use my careful attack bow.
Okay.
That's a my standard.
Mm-hmm.
And yep, 16 plus 10, 26.
Hit.
Versus AC.
Hit. Damage.
Warped.
Is he dead yet?
Nope.
And that guy is like him.
Tabuktu.
Now we have two more.
Mm-hmm. Wait, that was on 19.
Mm-hmm. Did you want to trigger your Trishan's spine bow?
Yes, I already did. That was that triggered the 26.
Okay.
I got 6.
Five ongoing damage.
Sweet.
Yeah, poison damage.
Let me see. Okay, I'm going to spend an action point, and I am going to.
Twin strike 19.
Gives you 2 attacks.
Yeah, but it does less damage.
It does less damage,
but
you
have a
attack.
Higher chance to hit.
Get rolled twice.
Get to roll twice.
Might get it.
If both of them attack, then it does do more damage.
There you go.
Well,
you
give it a shot.
Working it out.
That would be
13
plus
11.
24
AC.
Mm-hmm.
Miss.
What? Wait. That was one.
Mm-hmm. You have another
wait,
shot.
But my careful attack was also versus AC.
It was. It hit. Now you're twin striking.
I got 2.
That's going to be a miss.
Natural 2.
Do you notice that Ryan is as good at building a sandwich as his mother?
Bimini.
About to say.
Bimini.
Comedy.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I didn't interrupt. Is there any way I can move any closer?
Did I skip you?
Yeah,
you did.
How did I skip? Oh, because I'd already clicked it when you said wait. Okay, Tabuktu.
Okay. I'm going to hit it with a recuperating strike. And I don't.
Okay. Now, Bimini.
Can I move forward any?
No.
Nope.
No.
Not until somebody clears the path.
Look on my daily for my regenerative.
Make a hole.
Regen infusion?
Yeah.
It's a
free
like
action.
Turns now.
Close burst 10. Target you or one ally. Required. Target must be bloodied. Tabuktu, are you bloodied?
No.
None
you're not bloodied either.
No,
right?
Nobody's
okay.
Bloodied.
Well, never mind. The bad guy's bloodied.
What does it take to use the staff, the power that attack on there? Is it just a successful hit or what?
What now?
The staff.
The burst attack?
I don't remember.
It's in burst attack, yeah.
Yes, it requires a hit.
Okay. And then it just goes off.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you make the attack, it's a burst one somewhere within 10.
Right.
And then you roll your attack on everything within it.
Right.
Now, you don't get any huge, all you get is your intelligence modifier as
right.
a bonus.
Right.
Sparse.
So that's going to be plus 5. That's mm-hmm. all you get is plus 5. A d20 plus 5.
That sounds good.
Yes.
Sunhammer, is that radiant? It doesn't say so, but...
It is.
Does everybody have temporary
Yay!
Hit points gone?
Sure.
Pretty much,
yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
I'm the only one that doesn't.
You're the only one that doesn't.
Life Tap Dart, the guy that's standing and blocking everything that's constipated.
19.
19?
Yeah.
Nine.
Plus 8, 17 versus reflex.
Miss.
Okay, still
half
takes
damage
half damage.
Is, let's see, half of 21, so 10, and 5 temporary hit points.
That go to me, which bumped me up to 5 instead of 4.
So, Bimini gets 5 temporary hit points.
Actually, I already had 4, so it should just be 1.
Well, yeah, just takes you to the maximum.
He dies.
Ha! Whee! I knew it was worth that.
Now, do
I
you
just
have anything that reacts when you kill something?
No. Oh, I got my... Can I use my staff free action? I kind of hit.
What?
I missed. Can I still use my staff because it has a miss thing? I just still did damage.
I'm not following.
What does your staff do?
I can't do it. It's already... The critter's already dead.
He's lying. Take 3 hit points.
Terrell.
I am going to stand.
Now we can get out of this...
And I will.
Unless something moves in before I can move.
Well, your little critter is blocking number 7.
hey, that
well,
is
hey,
orange.
Yes, go ahead.
1 second. You're already in the room, right?
Yes, I am.
Critter. I still got a move left, don't I?
Minor and a standard, yes.
Okay.
We can still move through the corner.
My minor has my flail attack. The guy that's...
Number 7
that I'm blocking, yeah. I almost screwed up and forgot to do that.
Right. 8.
Dancing weapon is 5 plus versus AC.
Yeah.
No,
so
it's
no way.
It's somewhere between 24 and 26 is
yeah.
25 and 26.
I got a 26.
Actually, it should
a 26
be 26
will
8.
Hit,
and
24 will not.
Let's say 5.
Dancing weapon?
So, 25.
This says 5 versus
25,
AC.
25.
Did you take
AC?
The 3 off for not being for the. Me not knowing how to use it or something?
Right.
Well, it was an 11 originally.
I know, that was wrong.
Oh, it wasn't based on intelligence?
I had copied the line above it.
Oh, so
I didn't actually
works.
Look at what it was supposed to be.
Okay.
I just copied the line above it.
Okay.
Move up?
Yeah, I want to move up to the space of the guy I killed.
That means that...
Yeah, right there.
That means that none of the closest guys
here's the problem,
attack.
Though.
Yeah.
You just moved yourself into the front of the pack, so you're going to start taking the most damage.
Oh, never mind. Then
so
I was happy back there where I was.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna let Tabaktu shuffle forward,
okay.
And then we'll all slowly.
Okay. I didn't realize that. Go ahead.
For real. All
right. No sense keeping a smart bomb. I'm gonna try Demon Heart on the bad boy.
That's right. Don't die with a smart bomb.
Natural 20.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh. It's plus 5 versus Will. Critical is 10, and the creature is dominated until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
That's a range 10 weapon.
Okay.
The end of your next turn.
Mm-hmm.
He can't do it.
Well, I want him to hurt number 7 now.
So that would be the end of your turn? You're not going to move or anything?
I can do a little dance if that helps.
Okay. Well, does your Demon Heart attack go off now or at its turn?
Okay.
No, he said that it goes off. That he has till the end of his next turn to order the thing to do something. So
right. So it's its turn. You can order it to do something if you like.
Okay. You just let me know when that is.
It is.
Oh,
its turn.
I would like it to smash the hell out of number 7.
Okay, you have a couple of options. You can have it do a blast, which is a blast 5.
Have it do a daily.
That would hit us. Yeah, or you can have it claw.
He has no good powers that I can burn on.
You don't get to burn as good power.
A blast.
Oh, come on.
Why not? A blast.
I haven't used this daily on the roof.
Can you use a blast on Larrick?
I'm not interested in Larrick right now. He's not a threat.
I know,
to me.
But can you imagine a better way to assassinate somebody than have the demon?
The claw would do the most damage.
Okay. I want
to
have
say
him,
all we tried to say.
I want to have him move behind number 4.
An electro shock.
And claw him.
Can
we
do
that?
Just get one.
Okay, number 7 then. Claw number 7.
That'll tick number 7 off, and they'll get the fight.
14 plus 12 is a 26 versus AC, which is a hit. Number 7 will take 23 damage.
Nice.
And it is grabbed and immobilized.
Sweet. All right, now you guys have a little more room.
Thank you.
So it reaches behind it, or turns to the side, grabs 7 in both claws, and pulls it in tight.
And you see seven skin start to boil and
sweet.
Does that move seven?
So does
seven
he actually move a seven, or is he still?
No, he's still in the same square. Okay. But he's grabbed and immobilized. Viscera.
Which would you think would mean you can't
move? I am
going
to.
We know better.
What word would you use to mean?
I would strike irritation if I kept going.
I'm just saying, what word would you use to describe that he cannot move from his square?
Frozen? No, that doesn't work.
Restricted.
Restricted in what way?
To that movement. Square.
Well, then you have to say movement restricted?
Yeah, sure.
Well, they only want one word.
Oh,
so come up with one word.
Restricted.
To the square.
Restricted can mean anything.
In this case, it would mean not being able to move how that's worked. Yeah.
Do we want to kill Lyric?
Yeah.
He's not my primary target right now.
But if we accidentally kill him?
Yeah, I don't mind if you kill him accidentally.
Okay,
okay.
I'm not.
So I'm going to sunhammer this guy.
Would you Larry affect him too?
Yeah.
I have a feeling, though, he might be a plot device guy who can't be killed.
You think?
That's cool. Well, we can put a little more punishment on him, though.
Yeah. It's hurting him, roughing him up.
So that would be 24 versus Will on the big monster guy.
Hit.
Yes.
That's 12 radiant.
So that's actually 27 damage. Sweet.
Nice. Okay, and versus number 7.
You gotta burn it and salt it.
23 versus Will.
You're watching hit. Supernatural again.
12 radiant.
Yeah.
And I'm there.
I'm still working on season 3.
That's 21 versus behind. Will.
They started showing it on TNT in the mornings.
Oh, really?
Is that hit?
I think next week it's new again.
Okay. Where was it? What?
Caught up to it.
21 versus Will on Larrick.
Hit. You see his spasming stop.
Oh. He might have gone 9-9.
He went to his reward.
Number 4 will continue his actions on Terrell.
See, so even if they do a
and miss
ritual
sweet.
To see what happened to him, they're going to see us attacking the creature.
Number 7 will hit the summoned or the dancing flail.
2.
And miss.
Try to hit the dancing flail.
Nobody hits my dancing flail.
Stack.
Hit you.
Stack, shoot something.
Oath number 7. Start whacking.
Well, yeah, you can change your Hunter's Quarry now.
Yep, that guy's dead.
The minor action to Hunter's Quarry number 7?
Sure, what the heck. Okay, then. I shall twin strike him.
Go ahead.
Excellent.
Good choice.
Most excellent.
The 7.
Excellent.
16 plus 11 versus AC.
Hit.
Sweet.
27. That's,
sweet. 27.
I know, roll your second.
8 damage plus 5 poison damage. And 7 versus 11 versus AC.
Miss.
Darn it.
So the poison damage only worked once and that guy's dead.
Poison.
It's about 2.
Yeah, rush forward to number
no,
7.
No, no, I was hitting on 7.
Flail.
Flails
I was hitting on
freaking
7.
Flail. Somebody move their flail.
You can go to the.
You can move through it.
Can I just move?
No, yeah, but
you
can't
go beyond it
right
now.
You can move through there.
It's right up against
3,
it.
Full move.
4.
If you're going to make a full move that includes those squares, you have to roll acrobatics check to see if you fall.
You could, I'm pretty nimble.
You could bull rush him, and it would go through mine and knock him back into the next one.
If he doesn't hit, then he stops on your flail, which is illegal.
And then the flail would bonk him in the head. It'd be okay.
No, there would be a time-space continuum rip. They
yeah.
can't be there. So if I do 1, 2, would both of these guys get opportunities on me as I rush through that?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I could end up over here.
So you just need to roll acrobatics, see if you make it.
And that's about all I could do is get there and get out of people's way.
Fantastic. Okay, so he moved over there.
I don't know.
So he made that move?
Mm-hmm.
What was the first roll then?
I think it's 2 rolls.
Oh.
That's can sweet. My flail shift...
Yeah, it's a minor action on your turn.
Can I have it hover up? Get out of the way? Just straight up?
No.
No.
Move my flail out of the way, and it shift to one side or the other so that people can go by?
No,
it'll go behind the curtain.
Can't see.
Can I go diagonal?
You can pull it back towards you.
And then people can move through it.
Okay.
It's really, though, I mean, who else needs to go forward at this point? right? Is she going to get in base to base? I don't know the character.
Not me, no.
Range. Okay. He can do range.
Okay.
He can do range.
What I'll do.
I mean, unless Tabaktu and I get wounded seriously.
Thundering armor on my flail against the critter in front of it.
Okay.
You can't knock it anywhere because there's somebody right behind it.
Jeez.
I know. It's a big pile up in a very narrow corridor.
So thump number 7 or thump the big guy.
So you can just hit number 7. Or the guy behind him. That's who you can see.
Right. I'll shoot the big guy. Do the what is it, shielding cube?
Yes, you have shielding cube.
What's it go against?
It is 8 versus reflex.
Okay, their
until
reflex
until the end of
is...
your next turn, any ally adjacent to the target gains +1 AC. There's no one adjacent to him except your flail.
And my...
And her
swords.
Weapon.
I'll do it anyway. It's my next best damage.
4.
It missed. Okay, have the flail attack the guy that he's in front of.
Go ahead.
Number 7.
4.
Miss. Jeez. Bet you wish you had all those 20s now, don't you?
Yeah.
At least you weren't hosed out of them.
I really do. What's your health? Who's hurting on health?
I got 41. Is that what you have for me, Evan?
I have 44.
You guys are wrong.
Randy hasn't been hit yet.
Oh, there's 10 hit points in there? Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot the 10 hit points.
Okay.
You still have a standard action left.
Oh, I do?
Mm-hmm.
So I can smack that guy?
Yes, please do.
Yeah. I will roll out the old...
roll out the barrel.
The old barrel.
I'll roll out for the recuperating strike.
Roll it.
19.
So that gives me another 8 temporary hit points.
Well, it gives you a maximum of 8.
They don't
stack.
Give me another. But then I should get damage of 16
those 20s.
Plus 1 if raging.
This would be over already.
Maybe.
I don't know if there's anything else.
What were you doing?
I hit him with the recuperating strike. So it takes my temporary hit points up to 8, and then there's a +1. It's 16 +1 for raging.
Right.
I don't know if there's anything else.
Hang on, is there? Okay. If you are Crimson Hurricane active,
it's adjacent. There's nothing
adjacent to you.
Other than the target. See, he wouldn't. There's nothing adjacent other than him.
Right.
Okay.
Still a nice little chunk of change.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Any damage else?
So that was Sabak 2 and Bimini Toriel.
All right. Okay. I can move through his space, correct?
Yep.
As long as I don't stop there or land there. How do I move away from this guy and not take an opportunity attack?
Shift one.
So do I have to shift backwards or can I shift sideways?
You can't shift straight sideways because you'd have to stop on his turn.
Okay. So if I shifted here and then moved one.
Then you would take an opportunity attack when you move away.
From there?
Yeah.
So either way, unless I shift backwards.
Shift here.
One.
Diagonal one.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Two.
Okay.
I have 6 moves, so I want to get to him. Yeah, and where I'm not in base-to-base with 7 and him, just him, if possible.
That's 2 moves, though.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Shift is a move.
So all right,
put me back where I was.
You'll have to use your coin.
No, I've done that already. I'm going to use Renewing Strike. It's a range 10.
Attacks, you'll take an opportunity attack.
Either way. There's no way out of it.
No.
Oh, wait a minute. Can I shift back one? Yeah,
yes.
I can shift back one.
And then do the
other. Yes, and then do
the
that.
Range.
Okay.
That's my holiday cousin.
That's a 20 versus reflex. And a 24 versus reflex.
24 hits.
Okay, that's 21 points of damage, and I get to spend this healing surge.
So that would be...
It's 21 for
24
me.
Hit what? Reflex?
Yes, versus the big boy.
He is bloodied.
Oh. Sweet.
Jiminy Christmas is my seasonal
his
shot
turn.
Burning cousin.
He drops the...
I thought I went after Turo. Never mind.
No.
No.
You do go after Terrell, but he goes in between you two.
The monster does, the big monster.
So he drops the zombie, the undead, dread zombie Myrmidon. He looks at you. He looks really irritated with you.
Tabaktu,
he's going
it's a good time to run away.
Move forward and attack Tabaktu.
Don't you love that?
It's all right.
30.
Okay, one. Hit. Hold on.
What?
Hold on.
He moves one.
Uh-huh.
He moves two. Does that mean that my swords get an attack of opportunity?
What about my flail?
He's no. It's not on the other side.
Did he move away from my flail?
No, he moves diagonal. Because
I was adjacent to
it. No, they were stacked up. You're adjacent number seven, and he's behind.
19 versus reflex.
Miss. He moved out from behind number seven. Maybe I can get him.
Terrell, you take 20 damage from his claw attack.
Tabaktu or Terrell?
Or Tabaktu.
Okay.
You are grabbed and immobilized.
Well, I want to use an interrupt on him.
What's your interrupt?
It's curtain of steel.
That's immediate reaction.
Same difference.
Immediate reaction, right?
So it would happen afterwards.
It would happen after that, but since you're grabbed and immobilized. But yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
As
any enemy adjacent to you hits or misses you,
mm-hmm.
you make this attack, add plus one damage of raging.
Okay, make the attack.
And I have an immediate interrupt.
21 versus armor class.
Miss.
I thought so.
These guys are good. Okay. It's an oath target. He can give you a divine guidance.
Yes.
Okay.
Please do.
Reroll.
Okay, and immediate interrupt does not hit.
Misra.
You know, I've missed with every encounter power I've shot with so far. I only hit with
the only thing I hit with was my daily that
these guys are not easy
had to
hit.
Do damage even if I missed.
Okay, I'm going to try to use the Spear of the Inquisitor.
Is that the one that makes him stop?
Yes. Gonna move forward.
The boss probably wished you had done that the last time.
Who are you going to hit?
I'm going for the big guy.
Batwing guy.
Okay.
Batman.
23 versus reflex.
Hit. Bare minimum. Damage.
I wish I could hit.
That's 15 damage. Radiant. Yes. And he is immobilized until the end of my next turn.
Does that mean he drops me?
Yes, it would. Sweet.
And as a minor action,
mm-hmm.
can I reach over and pull down the curtain?
Give me a strength check. Just a basic strength check.
She's a dwarf.
I don't have
you don't have any bones.
No.
Nope, it seems to be fairly securely.
Your little feet go up on ground.
We're all quick.
Okay, Ryan,
number
you don't have
four.
Much time.
Number four will continue his onslaught. Tabaktu and miss.
Sweet.
Number seven will hit the dancing flail.
How much damage did I take from that thing he did to me when he picked me up?
How much damage?
Hang on, I don't remember. 22.
I should have 30.
Tell 31.
Yeah.
It takes 13.
What am I down to?
Okay.
With that.
Now before he hit the other, the swords.
I didn't put it on your.
Yeah, he had the flail hadn't been.
Tabaktu is bloody.
Ah, now you can use your thing on a bloody.
Yeah.
You can't see him though.
So seven did his thing. Stack.
Okay, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
Did 7 hit the flail?
Yes, 13 damage.
Okay.
So it should be the only damage it's taken.
You are a bow fighter, Ryan. You don't want to get into hit. You're an archer.
Yeah, but most everything is an attack. Is a close range attack.
So do an acrobatics check to see if you can.
Is there a place?
You have the Blades of Helios.
8 plus. 9. 8 plus 9 is 17.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. That's good enough.
Okay.
You just need a bit of 15.
Okay, so do you want to go? Who's hurt worse, 7 or 4? Do we know?
7.
Okay, so you
3,
can.
4, 5. Okay. Wait. One of my things needs.
Can you see him through the curtain there?
There's an opening. I'm going to do that against 4.
Mm-hmm.
That is a minor action. I still have a standard.
Still have combat advantage against it.
What does Ferret and opening do? Gain combat advantage?
Against the enemy until my next turn.
Mm-hmm. So it gives you +2 to hit.
Cool.
And now
you can do Jaws of Wolf or 2 Wolf or.
Yeah, I'm going to do 2 Wolf against 4 and 7.
Okay.
I need to attack two guys.
Then I would do Jaws of the Wolf, which lets you attack one guy and make two attacks.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Against 7. That's a daily.
Mm-hmm. Roll it. Yeah, plus 2.
That'd be 3 plus...
Miss.
No, wait, 3 plus...
No, wait. We've never heard that before.
3 plus...
No matter how many pluses you throw on there, it's still going to miss. Try again. You get 2 shots.
Yeah. 4.
Gonna miss.
Still miss.
Well, plus...
Tabaktu.
Alright.
Oh, darn it. Don't have
Remember,
my...
you're bloodied, Tabaktu.
Yeah, I'm bloodied. That means I've got not that much left.
Everybody gains combat advantage against 4. You could get
you do 2
that.
Extra damage with the axe.
Yeah. So I think... Oh, this time I can actually use an area effect, so I'll use a Hall of Fury, because I can pound 4 and the big E. 16.
Plus?
11.
Hit.
Is that on 4?
Yeah,
is
that's on... it doesn't matter. I'm going to hit on both, right?
I know you have to roll for each one.
Yeah. That was on 4.
Okay. So plus 2.
Damage.
Okay, so it's 16 plus 1 for raging. Actually, no, it's plus 7 for raging. So plus 1 in general, then I have a 6.
So plus 1 doesn't... That's already added into that.
So it's 6.
Right.
Okay.
So it's 16 plus 6,
22. No, and then there's 2 more from being bloody.
Right.
So 24 to the number 4.
Uh-huh.
And then it would just be a... Adjacent damage would be taken by after the hit, do the blast 3 includes. But I have to roll to hit him to get that 6.
Nope.
He missed automatic. Okay.
And did you have to roll to hit the second one?
No. He
just
has to hit 1, and then he feels really angry, and he just roars really loudly, and it's just a blast of force to attack whoever's in that area.
Outstanding. So what did that hit? 4 and 7, or 4 and the big guy?
4 and the big guy.
Sweet. Bimini. Bobby.
Can I move up to where I can move into the room?
It doesn't look like it from here, but I can
How
see
many you got?
Thing.
Let's see. You got
5.
One, no. 2, 3, 4. Your own flail prevents you.
No, and me.
But no, you can move through you, but there's a flail there.
So you can't stop.
Can I move the flail someplace?
Yes,
you can move up 4, or 3, rather. 1, 2, 3.
And then you can take a right and go into the
if
curtain
stop. Well, at this point, the curtain should be down, given how many people have gone through there.
If I move up 3, can I see Scott's character?
The people are meant to go through
no,
curtains.
Not
he
through
said
the
that they're held up by a wooden frame.
At the top.
So you can move into the ickiness.
Attached to the edge.
You can get closer
to meant
to
go through.
You could turn your
the
standard into a move and get up to him, but then...
Is my flail someplace it could move into the curtain?
If you can see into the curtain, yes.
What do you mean? No, I mean move into the curtain to pull the curtain down. It's a spinning flail thing. Wouldn't it
make an attack on it?
Yeah.
You can make an attack on it.
Okay. That's what it'll do. It's not hitting anything anyway. And is that part of it moving into that square, though?
No, that would be an attack.
8.
Sure. Plus 5.
Okay, so the curtain comes
down. Whatever square is next to the flail is gone, the curtain-wise.
Was there only like one panel per square?
Mm-hmm.
And that would be all.
Well, that was not useful.
I thought it was just like big, huge tapestry thing.
No.
It's not okay, useful at all.
You just wasted your entire turn. Do you want to move forward so you get 5 temporary hit points?
Yeah, move me forward. I already got 5 temporary hit points.
Wait, 4 from red.
Terrell.
Oh.
No, I haven't. Hang on, I'm not done.
Oh, he's building a sandwich.
Go ahead.
So that was a movement and a minor. He has a standard left.
I will static shock the big guy.
Roll it. Roll it.
7.
Miss.
Plus 9.
Terrell.
Can I go
if
now?
If you don't get into double digits, at least you're going to miss.
Okay, I want to move me around and up into base-to-base with the big guy this time. Right? No opportunity attacks this time?
Nope.
All right. Well, let's try something versus AC. I'm going to try Living Death Strike.
Go ahead.
Right, 26 versus AC.
Hit. That is just...
All right.
Was that the dog? Was
that
you?
24 points of damage.
24?
Yes, and I'm going to do the healing surge and do 14 more.
What's that? How much total?
38 total.
Did the same thing in the living room.
38,
and that's
right
here.
Is there wait a minute. No. No, it doesn't specify.
That's probably necrotic.
It is necrotic.
One of those putrescence does not like you.
Tell me about it.
Is that all you're going to do?
Let's see, I moved. Let's see, do I have a minor? I'm not bloodied, so I don't have anything a minor will do.
Okay, he is going to beat his wings.
Is that what they're called these days?
And miss. Sweet. And he is going to catch Tabaktu in there and hit.
Of course.
Of course.
Tabaktu, you will take 14 damage, and you are pushed one square and knocked prone.
How badly off am I now?
Tabaktu.
Did you keep track?
I stopped after he realized. I realized he's doing it.
20. You're down to 20 damage.
Threw a dagger at him and missed.
Visra.
Like, I'm down to the point where I'm just like...
He's saved out of the immobilization.
All right, so should we target the big guy or should
yes.
we target... Okay. You're bloodied?
Yes. Very.
Very bloodied. He's down to 20.
Okay, so I'm going to use Avenging Light.
I'd heal you if I could see this guy.
Yeah, I might just take an action just to heal.
21 versus Fort.
Wait, that just gave me. Dad?
No. What?
Miss.
Dad?
Oh, good.
The Jaws of Wolf has a miss effect.
Mm-hmm.
Half damage per attack.
Oh, okay.
Plus.
So how much damage?
Plus four damage.
Six.
Plus four damage.
Jaws of Wolf.
So I already did the...
Plus four damage. It's plus four.
Hang on a second.
So you missed with both of them?
Yeah, it's 16.
Okay, so it would be half of 16 twice. So that would be 8 and 8, 16.
That'd be
plus
one,
four
two?
For the quarry.
That would be 20 damage on 7.
Good God, man.
Good job.
Awesome.
Now I got a
I
question.
I think we have another miss effect.
Yeah.
Alora's Grace, does that... only trigger when the person becomes bloodied?
Can that be Cord's Grace?
Yes, it's an immediate reaction. You're getting the standard reply.
The glare?
No.
Did I get the
finger?
No, I'm seeing finger gesture.
It's Aquafina's Grace.
Okay.
Or will attack somebody. Who can he attack?
Me! Attack me, please!
Nope, he's going to go after Tabaktu because he can get combat advantage. And hit.
So he has to move?
Yep.
So he gets an opportunity of attack from my sword.
You didn't have my temporary last time.
24 versus
yes, here.
Reflex.
Was he also in base to base with Stack there?
Yes. That's... Stack would get an opportunity attack. As well.
That would be 14 damage.
You're hit. You're down to 12.
9.
I'm sorry.
It takes 14 damage from my Blade of Vengeance.
Okay. It is bloodied.
Did everybody get their strike at it?
Not yet.
9 plus 11.
20.
Versus AC.
Miss.
Yeah.
Darn it.
So he doesn't move into base-to-base with me, correct?
No, he doesn't need to. All
right.
Number 7 will attack Stack. Bam, hit.
Up.
Stack will take 13 damage.
13?
Yep.
So could I do that? Interrupt his attack? As he's coming in, he just got beaten and bloodied.
Right, it's immediate reaction. It's II, but it's actually immediate reaction.
So is that a yes?
Yes.
Oh, so I get to smack at him?
Yep.
12 plus
11
is
22.
Stack.
Still
missed.
Versus
what? Loses again.
AC. Stack.
You need 25.
Stack.
Stack, you're up.
I know.
Man, I have rolled the worst I've rolled in months tonight.
I'm right there with you, buddy. The only damage I've done is the daily that does damage even if you miss.
The only...
Of course, I killed it with that damage.
Okay, I'm getting...
I had that going for it. That was my only
I'm going to do
thing.
2 Fang and 1. That's an attack versus 7.
Okay.
Of course, I level 8 and 7. I think I'm tougher. 13
plus
11.
24.
1 down. 24
one versus
down
miss.
By one.
Bro, got another one.
I need to get up there before I can do
miss.
A melee attack. I got a plus 12.
Terrell. Oh, no, sorry. Tabaktu.
No, I still haven't finished building my sandwich.
Yes. I think your sandwich is
gone. No, I still have a minor and a move left.
Okay.
Where are you going to move? If you move away from me, you'll get an opportunity to attack against you.
You don't want that.
No.
And minor, you're already having quarry, you don't need to change it.
So getting up is a standard action, right?
Minor. Or a move.
It's a move.
Yep.
And I have a standard left.
Mm-hmm. And a minor. And a minor.
I'm going to use Black Snake Armor. Just to get out of that freaking space.
You can
space.
Do that. That lets you shift three squares, including through enemies.
Wow. Okay.
So you can go three squares, including
One,
through the bad guys.
Two, three.
That's more than three.
Okay, I can't see. I just want to move in that direction. Okay?
You can end up right there.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
In front of everybody.
Okay, I'm going to move here.
Yeah. Okay, so
and I'm going to start shooting everybody.
Okay, now what I'm going to do is stand up and use a standard action, second wind.
Good thinking.
That's 22. And then I'm also going to use a minor action, Relentless Surge, to give me 8 temp.
Are you still bloodied?
That
temporary doesn't count against bloodied.
I'm not sure. I was down to 12. That would put me above bloody. No?
Nope. You'd still be bloody by
just
one.
By one.
Yeah. Good enough.
I knew it was one or two. It's like, yeah. There we
go. Good enough.
Bimini.
Okay. Where can I move that freaking flail?
You can hit two things from where you are. It looks like. I can't really see from
you can now. Hit seven.
He can only hit number seven unless it moves into the curtain, which, again, he can't see.
Right. Is there any place, Bimini, where I can move so I can see Scott?
You can move into the curtain area and head that way. You won't be able to see him until you emerge from the curtain on the other side. And it's going to take, it looks like it's going to take your whole move through there.
Is there any way I can move up to where I could move by with and go ahead and take an attack of opportunity?
How many moves do you have? Five?
Five.
Still can't get
what if
two
I ran? Hand. That would give me a seven.
You're going to wind up on your butt.
Huh?
You're going to wind up on your butt.
Why?
You have to go through the slime to get to him. There's still too many people down
corridor. No, I mean, even if I move seven down the corridor, I can't stay
out
of the slime.
Through the corridor. Because you have to go through an enemy, and you can't do that. So you can get close to Dabaktu.
Hey. No.
One, two, three, four. Actually, five. You can come right through.
You will take an opportunity attack.
Yeah, and you will take an opportunity attack.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, acrobatics roll to see if you get through the room.
God.
Can I pull down the curtain as I go through?
No.
13.
Plus.
For what?
Acrobatics.
I have no idea. Probably through it.
Or maybe two.
Acrobatics, two.
Two, that's just enough.
Just 18. 19. And he takes an opportunity attack.
Yep, you got 13 damage.
Immediate interrupt. My cloak. Teleport me.
Okay.
So he doesn't take the damage then, right?
Nope.
Okay. He teleports
four
squares. Put him somewhere.
Where do you want to go?
Other side
go
on other side
on the other
Tabaktu.
Side of Tabaktu. Hey, look at that. I got in there.
You want to be adjacent to me or one or two away?
Adjacent to you is fine.
Okay. Because you're still not in any kind of danger there.
Now, free action. Put the regen thing on him.
Is this free action?
Yes, free action.
Which one are we talking?
The daily heal, the regen.
Yes, it is. Okay. Close burst 10. Target you or one ally. Target must be bloodied. Target gains regeneration 4 and can end the effect as a minor action to spend a healing surge.
So if you want it as a surge, you can take it as a surge. On your
right. But I just used my surge, so I'm up in the 30s now.
Right, but this is going to give you plus 4 regeneration.
But then when I want to stop it, I can surge
it. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll keep it going. I won't surge it yet.
And minor action with the flail to attack something.
So that was regen.
That would be 7.
Okay, you're attacking number 7.
Now you can cancel that regeneration to spend a surge if you like.
Right, but I don't have to do it now, right? 7. I can do it 2 turns from now.
No.
Okay.
Tutorial.
Are you done?
I'm dead. My sandwich is built.
Even got the chip.
It got the chips. Got the chips. Got the dip. Got the pickle.
Let's see.
There's some horseradish on here.
How about?
You like that cape?
How about the deflecting thunder?
Yeah.
On the big boy.
Good.
That is a 27 versus AC.
Definitely a hit.
No, maybe not.
27 versus AC is a hit. Damn
it. Hang on a second. Let me see if I get it. Oh, 19. All right, Deflecting Thunder is 17 points of damage.
There's something wrong with that dog.
Did it get you again?
No, I think it's just a lingering effect.
Yeah.
Bang.
It dies.
Yes.
The big thing?
Deflecting Thunder.
Yes.
Finally does it.
I love that power.
And the other two Myrmidons drop to the ground.
Sweet.
Thank God. I hate those things.
I didn't expect this fight to take this long.
Well, we can't hit. We're
I know. You figured it would have killed us a lot earlier.
No, I figured you would have killed the bad guy.
I didn't roll. I didn't
things.
Roll out a single digit.
We couldn't
for
get
any
to
attack.
Him in that corridor.
I know.
That was hurting.
I didn't expect somebody to fall. Basically, I thought you would see the trap and then you'd be able to sneak down there and interrupt
them. Nah, I was in a hurry.
It was me.
Yeah.
I don't see stuff.
Yep. He's a barbarian. How's Lyric looking?